T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's time to burn the goat mask. I'm sorry, it is O-V-E-R, over. It is null, and it is void, and it is defunct.
Not true. The fofote.
Yeah, explain that.
Finals failure of all time. That's LeBron.
LeBron, until he proves otherwise, is a 1+1 type of guy.
They don't have to tear this thing down.
So do you really dismantle your team for a guy that may only be there for 1 year?
That's not the case at all.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many belt threats.
And it's been a blast.
And I believe in our career.
Love coming to work every day.
And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
I would not have imagined that being the case, so.
I couldn't even go home, but I kept my head up high, brother.
That's a great thing.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
What a bizarre night last night. I mean, the NBA playoffs are over. The Stanley Cup Finals are over. Ovechkin is still drunk, still celebrating.
Still,
day,
he's
day
awesome.
Six now or whatever.
Yeah.
Has anybody enjoyed winning a championship more than
And Ovechkin? He's doing exactly what he should be doing.
There's been a few
exactly
guys.
Exactly what he should
I'm just saying,
be
like,
doing.
You know, Marchand had a good time.
This is nonstop. I don't know. This might top the Marchand there. But what a bizarre night. And I know all three of us probably were gearing in different places. For an example, Lou Maloney probably spent some time with the Red Sox and,
nice,
the,
quick game.
And the Orioles game.
It was quick. Right? Oh, the first nine. Sorry.
First six and two thirds.
I tell you what, it was pathetic for a while. And remember the days, Lou, when they used to play games in Baltimore and there used to be fans in the stands? What happened to those days?
You know
there's nobody in the stands.
You know, that was a long time ago.
That was a long
really
time
was
ago.
A long
Whenever I see that,
time
that brick
ago.
Building, what is that brick building called in the back?
It's the old warehouse. It's the warehouse.
The old warehouse. That's what it's called.
They call it the old new warehouse.
Oh, that's it. The Almighty Mississippi.
Yeah, they call it. The old warehouse.
All I think of when I see that old warehouse is Cal Ripken. You know, there was so much fanfare when he broke that
attendance record.
Attendance
record.
Yeah, probably the last time it was packed.
I mean, yeah, and it's just
it's been packed since then.
Even listening to the telecast, it's like, well, you know, it's really not officially summer yet, and people will come.
People
Ray.
Are coming.
People will come.
People are not
Nobody's coming.
Nobody's
coming to that team.
Ray,
no, because
coming.
When school gets out, they suck.
Yeah, they're not going.
And yeah, everyone's gonna be gone. Machado's gonna be gone.
And then you know, within a few weeks after school gets out, Machado will be traded.
Yeah,
and then they'll be like, what am I doing?
That's exactly what will happen.
Showalter, where's he going to be?
Yeah, for a bunch of young kids that nobody knows anything about. So we had the Red Sox and the Orioles last night.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had the summit. Kim Jong-un and, of course, Donald Trump getting together. And then we had the Bachelorette. Now, I was confused.
Was
Rodman crying on the Bachelorette, or was that
No. No, he was not.
Where was Rodman crying?
I know we're going to be all over the place today. It's all over the place Tuesday.
I'm not supposed to tell people.
But I'm sitting there watching the whole Dennis Rodman, I guess, episode. I don't know.
The Chris Cuomo interview.
Episode's good.
And I sat there and I said, you know what? This is a man that actually laid in a bed butt naked and had intercourse with Carmen Electra.
And that was on a com night.
So Carmen Electra decided, you know, this is a handsome, good-looking guy, so much that I want to marry you. Carmen Electra.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I don't know
back
if
in the day, too.
When she was back hot.
In the day.
So I don't know if that says something more about Carmen Electra and her personal choices.
A little freaky.
A little freaky.
He's in trouble. I'm with you.
Because
I was watching the Reds. I was on NBC last night, so I'm watching the Red Sox. The next thing, you know, the producer next to me's got Kim Jong-un, the whole summit thing going on. I'm like watching these two shake hands, and you know, the first thing is just like you know, Donald's just like, dude, you got a strange haircut, right? And he's looking back at him, going, really? You know, so you
they
imagine,
have something in common.
You can only imagine what these two were talking about.
They're a perfect pair.
But then out of nowhere, like, I don't know if he got tipped off on, like, you know, like Twitter or whatever, because the guy just flips over to like CNN. And there's Rodman. And then I watched it all live, like just the breakdown. And I'm like, what the? And it was like, you know, Workman was coming into the game. And I'm like, what am I doing right now? I'm watching Dennis Rodman break down on national TV.
Those damn things. when I went back home. I got so many death threats. I got so many death threats. And I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed the doctor here. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
0-1 pitch.
By the way, that is a total lie. When he
what
said
do you
he
mean?
Did,
well,
did
that's right. Right.
He was on doing
know?
He was doing radio and TV shows after he got back. He did Stern.
He did?
I think he did Stern the second day he returned from North Korea.
Yeah, well,
oh,
he
yes, he's
out.
Full of it. Hiding out where?
No, he flew
Howard,
in real quick with
Howard
protection.
Studio?
Did the interview and left.
No.
Came in over
no.
the you know over some dark clouds. And
he's
again.
But how bizarre was that whole thing? First of all, you know, the U.S. and North Korea. And then, you know, Trump is selling, you know, him on the concept of these resorts and the beaches along the
You know
coast.
What it was like? It's like a timeshare. Like when you
well,
go
he's
on vacation.
That's
well,
exactly
you, well,
what
that's
Trump
what it
is.
Felt like. It felt like he was selling him, listen, for $85,000, you can own this for 2 weeks out of the year. Or you can trade him out for a better location.
That's pretty
Maybe
much
Maybe you
want
to go
was.
To Maui.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to go to Florida. You got kids? They may want to go to Disney World. Your weeks mean more because you have a more desirable place.
Put Space Mountain oh, right
God.
Over here.
There's no commission. That's what it was like. It's like that. I thought that video was. I thought it was. I heard them. I heard Kirk and Jerry playing that this morning. I thought they just made that up.
No, it was real.
They actually, and it makes sense, though.
So what do they do? They put a video together? I don't know if we have that or not.
They're trying to sell them on the concept of if you put your weapons away, put all the nuclear weapons
away. And build
condos? Yeah, what we'll do is we're going to come in and we're going to help you with your economy. We'll open up, you know, we'll take away the sanctions. We'll open up the borders and we'll do business with you. And other people will as well in the world. And you'll actually have something.
7 billion people inhabit planet Earth.
It's like a movie premiere.
Of those alive today. Only a small number will leave a lasting impact. And only the very few will make decisions or take actions that renew their homeland and change the course of history. History may appear to repeat itself for generations. Cycles that never seem to end.
Cycles?
There
like
have
yours,
been times
like
of
your
relative
cycle.
Peace and times of great tension.
The hell is this?
While this cycle repeats, the light of prosperity and innovation has burned bright for most of the world.
I think we get the answer, but it just goes on and on like that.
It's like a movie premiere.
Yeah, what
and then
yeah, I guess they're trying to be very careful with them because...
What was that? High Noon?
Oh, it's like Independence Day. You know, play the trailer for Independence Day.
Same thing.
And I guarantee you it's the same thing. Go to the old school, the original Independence Day, not the remake or the second one, the first one.
So the experts who understand what's going on in North Korea and whatever are all over TV last night. And
what you want to do
basically
is get down on their level.
They're basically saying you got to get down to their level and you've got to be able to convince Kim Jong-un that we're going to give you money, we're going to help you with your economy, but not too much, because if you help them too much, then your people are going to become well-educated, they're going to understand that your life sucks in North Korea, and they're going to try to find a way out, or they're going to try to overthrow you. So they're trying to run like this fine line. It's stupid, but going back and forth, and I did journey over to The Bachelorette for a little bit.
I have an issue. I have an issue with this. This whole thing drove me nuts.
The Bachelorette?
Playing. Yeah. The Red Sox game is on, but it's kind of boring and nothing's really happening.
But
I'm
if you bounced around
to
all three,
it was
score. Bizarre.
I gotta admit, I stayed away from The Bachelorette.
Wait, this is an ABC News.
This is what they did
report.
This. They
Trump
broke
and
in.
Kim, the historic
Trump and Kim. It's like a royal wedding.
Trump
it's like
Kim.
A royal wedding. It's like Trump and Kim. How did their love blossom?
Trump and Kim?
Did they hand out roses
yeah,
to them?
It's like, no, Trump and Kim. It's like the true untold story of their romance. No, so I'm watching The Bachelorette.
Trump and Kim?
Yes.
Would it be Trump and Un?
No, Kim sounds much better.
All right, Trump and Lil Kim.
Trump and Lil Kim, fine. And all of a sudden, the Bachelorette gets interrupted, and I hear this 5, 4, 3, bam, and here they are. Here's all the flags. There's the flags, and people are just talking. There it is, this music, this sound right here. Just at the
oh, counting you
and
down.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Taking
and as
you
soon as
away
it happened,
from
I was
the
like,
love of your
this
life.
This is going on now?
Oh.
This is going on now? So yeah, so I was forced to kind of, and then I.
So how long did they leave, the Bachelorette?
Probably for at least a half an hour.
Did you? How much did you miss? Were you pissed?
Did they come back and pick up on it, or did they skip the half hour? You got to go watch it on your own. Yeah, you got to go figure it out. You got to go online or something like that and watch it. But I watched. I saw the most important part, so I was happy.
Did they skip in to show you Dennis Rodman losing his mind? Time for Dennis Rodman.
That was unbelievable.
I kept my head up high, brother.
Brother,
I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know one had to see me.
Well, one and two.
But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore,
he's had no clue.
Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great
Tokyo and China.
It is a great day.
I'm here to
this
see
is
it.
Oh my
he's
God!
Gonna, he's going to.
I mean, so tears were just coming down the face.
So Chris Cuomo thinks, you know, this guy's actually spent some time with Kim Jong Un, so we might
who
be able
to talk.
We might be able to get something out of him. He's asking like simple, logical questions. Like when you sit down with him, does he speak any English? Is he going
he skipped
to be
right
able
over that?
Right?
Because he talked. We both talked, and
he's like a little child.
And Rodman's talking about this conversation the two of them have had, and back and forth. He just asked a simple question: wait, does he speak English?
Well, let me just get an answer to this. Do you think he speaks or understands
this
English?
The second time now.
Well, I think he understands bits and pieces. If you talk about basketball, yes, he understands that.
So you think it's about what he wants to talk about? Do you think he studied English?
I can say one thing. I think people know that Kim Jong-un is not a dumb man. I think people know that Kim Jong-un is not a dumb man. I think he's understanding his grandfather. I think that he's trying to protect his people. He's trying to protect his honor and everything that has to do with his country. But like I say, that's respect.
He never gave the answer.
Yeah, so
three times Chris Cuomo went that way too. And I thought it was a relevant question to ask because we saw footage of him and
English.
Trump
he
walking. And you're sitting there, well, they had translators side by side.
He speaks English.
Yeah, but they're like talking. They're not looking at the translator speaking and the translator. Like the translators weren't doing anything. I feel like these two were like actually just nodding or talking to each other.
That's got
to
be so weird.
Trump was speaking English.
That was the weirdest night of television.
That was so strange.
Such a strange night of television.
And I did all three. I was bouncing
and
around.
When everything was over, you stayed up for the end of that game?
I did.
I didn't.
What, Sox?
Yeah, I kept looking. I was like, nobody scored. I was like, enough already.
You know the funniest moment of the show? The funniest moment of the Red Sox game last night is they broke in with, what's her name, Garen Austin. She was out in the outfield. It was a pre-produced piece, but they did it on a pitching change.
They did it like the 12th. So they probably just said, it's one of those things they put in a tank.
Yeah.
And they said, if we ever need this, we'll probably use it game two or game three.
Right.
But in the 12th inning, they're like, screw it, throw to Garen.
So they go out to Garen, and they have a commemorative little ball mark where the balls have gone out there next to the old warehouse that we were just talking about.
So which one do they pinpoint?
The Jackie Bradley Jr. one at 415 feet. I'm saying, oh, God. He's like 0 for 4 already in this game.
Jackie Bradley, hero of the game.
4. I think he's down below one.
Hero of the game.
Hero of the game.
Brock Holt.
What are you talking about?
He was like,
sacrifice fly. Hero.
Stop it.
I will be a hero, insurance. Baby.
So
I'm laughing.
What are you talking about? Downplay his success.
I'm laughing at the 450. There is zero shot that Jackie Bradley Jr. is hitting it 15 feet tonight. Never mind 415.
I thought it was like, you know, game ball. If I'm giving away game balls, Brock Holt get one.
Yeah, I know.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is getting one also.
Stephen Wright. Joe Kelly.
Kelly with a bases
loaded. Joe Kelly.
Workman. Joe relievers are outstanding. Good to see Mookie back. Yeah. I was a little freaked out when they said he's going to activate him. I'm like, huh? All right. You know, hold your breath in the next two or three games that it doesn't get worse. But if he's fine, he's fine. So you let him play.
See, the other thing I noticed last night, so I'm watching the game and I'm going to the computer and watching a few things. I'm looking at, because I wanted to see what this game meant in the standings. I'm looking, the Yankees are off. I'm sitting there going, the Yankees are like six games behind the Red Sox. And the Yankees have off days now? This is unbelievable. The Red Sox have played, what, six more games? Five more games than the Yankees
have? Yeah,
they got to catch up. And yet, they're off last night. Unbelievable. Seemed like they're off a lot.
Yeah, well, they've had, I think, six rainouts, whatever it is. But, yeah, no, there's the whole – I'm looking at the standings, and sometimes it's so confusing. Like the Yankees have had, like, a better winning percentage, but they've like been a half a game behind the Red Sox with a better winning percentage. It's because they play like seven less games.
It is incredible.
And I'm like, I don't understand that. They got three less losses in the loss column, right? 19 yes. to 22. So yes. they're in first place. They're in first place. They're right. a good team. They're gonna go, if they go 3-3, they're tied. If they're right. gonna go 3-3, they're a good team.
Yeah.
So like both these teams right now. That's why it's a weird spot for the Sox. There's plenty there's stuff to talk about, but
1-0.
There's no like real panic. You know what I mean? So you're sort of just like, all right, well they are where they are. You don't rush Mookie back. He's fine. I don't mind giving JD a day off because he's got his back. You want these guys healthy. You want them right. It's long term all the way from here on in. You want to win the division, but you know you got to take care of your own house before you start worrying about the Yankees.
Well, if they're hitting like this 2 weeks from now, the way they've hit in the last four or five games, then I think there'll be a little bit of panic out there, Lou. I mean, they're not hitting. I mean, Dylan Bundy has pitched well in his last four or five starts, but they're not hitting anything.
No.
They're not putting the ball in play right now. What do they have?
So it happens when you lose Mookie for 2 weeks.
Yes.
You know, and then JD is in and out of your lineup. Right. You know, and then you've got, I mean, Devers last night, show the video over and over to the kid. It's called left center. You know what I mean? It's called left field. I mean, I sat here, I don't know, since the day I came on this radio, I said, if you're struggling, the answer's always the other way. Always, 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 Jackie Bradley, other way. Devers, other way. The answer is always, Benintendi, other way. And he started driving the ball the other way. That's the answer to it all the time. But he's 21 years old. You know, you would think that a guy that's 27 years old like Jackie would figure it out. But a 21-year-old, he's got to live through it first.
How about that one swing he had where I think he was trying to power it?
When the back foot kind of raised up?
What
the hell that was?
I have no clue.
Even like the double he hit. You talk about expanding the zone. The double he hit was like a foot outside. He's up there hacking at everything right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. I mean, zero plate discipline. But listen, it was a huge hit for him and a very nice game defensively, so hopefully he can build on it. But they got to get some guys going. You know, when you lose Mookie for a while, you got to start getting Nunez to look like the guy from last year. You got to get Devers swinging the bat. You got to get Jackie to wake up. You know, Bogart's got a few last night, which was nice. So you just... But it comes and goes. Yeah, are you worried about them right now? 45 and 22.
No, I'm not.
Buckley wrote an article about this very topic. Okay,
yeah,
I mean, it's just. Is it June? It's still June, and you're going to get more bored than anything.
I agree.
I mean, it's just going to be mundane. It's going to be the ultimate race is. I mean, the great series is just going to be against the Yankees. It's all about first place. It's all about who doesn't have to play the wild card.
Yeah, this is a very good team. This reminds me. You remember the 2011 season, chicken and beer?
Yeah,
that was the most boring team for 5 months because they were so good. You know, the best team ever. Like, they were so good for, like, 5 months that it was just, they won again. Oh, they won again. You know, and this team I don't think is that good for 5 months, right? They're not. There's a few more holes than maybe that team. But then, obviously, they became a huge talking point because of chicken and beer and the collapse. But this is just a very good team right now.
Well, there's no real achievement yet. What is there? They're staying within shouting distance and at times on top of the Yankees, right? So the initial goal is you want to win the division. You want to avoid what you were talking about, that one-game wild card play-in game, which is a crapshoot at all times. You never know what's going to happen. You could have a great season. They could go out and win 105 games, and they could get eliminated in one game in the postseason. So you want to avoid that. But none of that's in jeopardy right now.
Mm-mm.
And certainly falling out of the wild card situation is not in jeopardy.
No.
So we're sitting here and we're watching these things, but Where's the excitement? Where's the level of uh-oh, they need to win this one?
But isn't that continue on? That's the thing. Like the season's so long. I mean, that I feel like you can say that for any team that's winning in Major League Baseball. And the same thing with any team that's losing.
Yeah, but I think there's some drama to a long season. There's ups and downs, as Lou said, and there are periods. I'm not sure there is with this thing unless the Yankees take off. And it's interesting. The Yankees, I think, are 14-7 in the last 21 games. And if you go look at their lineup, their key guys are not hitting at all. So the Yankees are winning right now. They're not hitting at all. The Red Sox are going through that phase where they're not hitting. And they had a bump in the road this weekend against the White Sox. They lost that last game against the Tigers. And they barely won in that game last night. But it is a win.
I'm trying to figure out how many times we could use the word fervor into
fervor?
Our show.
For who?
Fervor. A Trumpism? Can we call that a Trumpism?
Fervor.
A lot of fervor?
Fervor.
You got, fervor. I don't even know what he was talking about. So he I know we're going to be all over the
place.
He's
a salesman.
And he is.
And you know what?
It's funny because...
All of this is good, by the way.
He's better just not saying anything. right?
No, he can't help himself.
You know that one saying, like, you know, you think somebody's an idiot, and then when they open their mouth, they remove all doubt or something like that.
Yeah, but
they're an idiot.
But here's what I find interesting. Here's what I find interesting. You know, the fact is that, and he did some of it. You know, this morning he's coming out and saying, oh, he's really a good guy. He's really, what do you mean he's a good guy? You know, kills political, you know, opposition. His uncle, you know, didn't he assassinate him? I mean, come on, please. Mm-hmm. We know what he is. Right? But he's a salesman. He's trying to sell us all on, yeah, we're going to get together. We're going to hug. We're going to work out business deals. And then behind closed doors, you know what Trump is saying. He's the biggest a-hole. This guy's a fool. He's an idiot. And by the way, my hair is better than his. Mm. You know he's saying all that stuff. But I heard people last night that were trying to knock all of this. I don't know how you can knock this. You're bringing some type of piece together to two totally different cultures.
No,
you're right. Everything he says, Christian, everything he says, you're sitting there going, what?
Well, there's plenty to shake your head
what?
At with the guy.
Yeah, a lot.
But it's just funny because people are twisting themselves in a knot to try to show how this is bad.
Absolutely.
How is this bad?
I don't know.
You're getting together with a psycho.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to rationalize with him. And you can say, oh, you can't do it. Well, maybe he is. Like, will you give him credit?
Yes, I give credit for trying to do it.
You know what I mean? If he denuclearizes everything or whatever, this guy here, I mean.
How do we lose in that respect?
That's what I'm saying. But there'll be people out there that are like, I can't believe it. Can't believe he's sitting down with this guy. It's like, well, was it better? Isn't it better to sit down with him? Isn't the communication good in our country? Is that, I keep hearing, we need to have discussions. We need to open up the discussion. We need to communicate. Yeah. Isn't that a good thing?
No, it's just like politics. It's just like De Niro, though, and all the Hollywood people. They don't want the guy to succeed doing anything.
Right.
And I don't know how the country, you know, wins in that situation. You know, I wouldn't listen to half of the stuff he says because you're right, Christian. It's like listening to him this morning was like bizarre. You know, but if he's in some way taking them, pulling the plug on North Korea being a threat to the rest of the world, and in some way maybe incorporating them into the economy of the world, how did we lose it?
Well, didn't he already win? I mean, there's so many news, you know, hits and links and stuff coming up. Didn't they declare a denuclearization?
He won more than Clay Harbor did last night. I'll give you that.
Isn't there like an agreed, you know, a signed agreement?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
What do you mean? It's like, it's got to be something, right?
No, you know agreements. Sometimes agreements are not necessarily agreements. No. I wouldn't get too carried away about it.
How do you trust a killer like that?
George, I'm given what I'm given, okay? I mean, this is what we have, and this is where we are, and I can only tell you from my experience, and I met him, I've spoken with him, and I've met him, and this was, as you know, started very early, and it's been very intense. I think that he really wants to do a great job for North Korea. I think he wants to denuke. It's very important. Without that, there's nothing to discuss. That was on the table at the beginning, and you see a total denuclearization of North Korea, so important, and he wants to do the right thing. Now, with all of that being said, I can't talk about, it doesn't matter. We're starting from scratch. We're starting right now, and we have to get rid of those nuclear weapons.
He's a salesman. Because does anybody
a bad thing?
It isn't a bad thing. It's all a good thing. But does anybody really believe that Kim Jong-un wants to in any way get rid of all the nuclear stuff? On the other hand, he's probably being choked economically because, you know, the country is not productive. If you've ever seen satellite photos of the country, they don't have lights in most of the country. So they don't even have at night. You know,
that's his choice, candle, though. He doesn't want to give his citizens light.
Well, he's afraid. If he gives them light, they're going to figure out
give too much.
He needs to make them believe that he controls the sun.
Right.
It comes out when I tell it to.
Yeah, it's like
only in this part of the country.
Right, exactly. So you're a little fearful of that, but
there's a goal today.
It's going to be
Okay. I'm going to challenge us. I'm going to see how many times. So Trump, I guess this is the first part.
Fervor.
Okay.
I heard it.
And then I'm going to see how many times we could use it.
Fervor in a sentence
today. Yes. Because I'm going to follow the lead of my president.
His country does love him. His people, you see the fervor. They have a great fervor. They're going to put it together.
They have a great fervor. See, the tough part is like you got to almost like stop listening to him.
You have to stop listening to him.
Because people are like, you know, they worry about what he called, you know.
I can't even look it up.
What they called him.
Yeah.
You know, and Kim Jong-un. Everybody called him like a great personality or whatever. They're like, oh, you call him a great person. How do you call him a great man? Stop listening to the man.
Right.
All right. He's meeting with this guy to try to denuke North Korea.
Right.
That's a good thing.
It's fervor.
Stop listening to the words out of this guy's mouth.
Exactly. That's what you have to do, Lou. It's all BS.
I know you can't because you want to look for things to hate, and I understand that.
Right.
There's plenty out there to hate about him. I get it. But it's like, you know, what he's doing is a good thing right now.
He's a salesman. He's sitting there trying to sell now.
Fervor.
Fervor. Them, his people, you see the fervor. They have a great fervor.
They have a great fervor.
He uses it twice, though.
It's like they have a great, you know, hamburger stand. They have a great, you know, hot dog stand.
But that's what he's trying to do. That's going to be
on a T-shirt.
He's not speaking.
Do you have a great fervor?
He's not speaking to George Stephanopoulos. He's not speaking to the American people. What he's doing, he's trying to sell this guy on the fact that we like you. We really, even though behind closed doors, he's probably sitting there going, what a fat
man. Yeah, and whether it's by design or not, that he's right. willing to go down that road and let everybody know, yeah,
that's what
he's
salespeople
a good
do,
guy.
Don't they?
Yeah.
That's what salespeople do. You sell stuff sometimes you don't necessarily believe in, but you sell it,
yeah.
right?
Mm. No,
that's what it is.
It was part of the deal.
That's
again,
his book. He's
weird, weird. I actually
what
read
a weird
part of that
night.
Book.
So Clay Harbor was on the Bachelorette last
yes.
night.
Yes,
yeah,
and
yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's a football player. Played with the Patriots. We saw him here for a cup of
Jacksonville.
Coffee. And so, what happened to him last night?
This guy. So they have this silly, like, bachelorette football game where male contestants. No, it's tackle. They had pads on.
Oh, my God.
They had pads on, and just it was like a weird set of circumstances.
So they're hyping him up, going, this isn't fair.
Oh,
this dude played in the NFL.
Yeah, no fair. Not going to be able to stop him. Anyways, he's just wrecking people left and right. They're going through all the motions. And this guy gets the ball, runs and gets a touchdown, and ends up getting hurt.
Oh.
He, like, hurts his wrist. I mean, what an insult
to
all football players all over
yeah,
the
you
land,
guys are soft.
Past and present. He hurts his wrist. And oh, by the way, then the bachelorette, she comes by and she consoles him. Oh, it's okay. Hurt his wrist. They pull an ambulance onto the field.
No.
On the side of the ambulance, it says Lifeline.
That's,
Lifeline ambulance.
That's TV drama.
We might lose one here.
That celebration, the wounded turtle.
Oh, God. Is he okay?
I almost had him.
Are you injured?
What happened to Clay?
Oh. I broke your finger.
My wrist.
Are you okay?
No, we need a medic.
We have an injury on the field. It looks like Clay's hurt down there.
Oh, let's hope not. Never want to see a guy get injured.
What's going on? Let's check this out. Wrist.
They asked for a medic.
Yeah. I felt something in there, yeah. Appreciate it.
You're such a champ. I'd be sitting here sobbing.
Oh, you're such a champ.
So they're playing two-hand touch.
No, it's tackle. It's tackle.
Wait, did the male stripper get hurt?
No, he didn't play in this one.
Oh, he didn't
play. They put him in an ambulance. Nothing's wrong with his legs. They strap him. They bring a gurney onto the field. They put him on top of the gurney for a wrist. Roll him in like he's been in a three-car pileup. They close the door, send him to the hospital because of a wrist.
So is he a free agent?
I have no idea if he's.
He was with New Orleans last year and he got hurt.
He got hurt.
So I would guess since he's
30 years old,
unless he's holding out like Brady, he's not in camp.
I did see that it required surgery.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's
required
why
he's done.
Yeah.
He already tweeted out this was filmed months ago. He's fine. He's healthy. He's ready to go.
Okay.
That's right.
So he's not a soft football player. So he left on his own. Right? He just disqualified himself because he needed to, you know, go tend to his wrist.
He lacked fervor.
So and I give the baseball player so much crap, and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you guys are soft.
I can't do it anymore.
Football guys.
I can't do it.
That is unbelievable.
Because this guy gets hurt in a bachelorette football game and then gets put in an ambulance.
Should have been like the male stripper. He should have set up
that's
a football game.
Yeah, yeah.
Hurt.
Gotta take you to the ER.
So all the other guys are like, this guy's going to ruin me.
Yeah.
And then he goes out and he gets taken out in an ambulance.
Yes.
The former NFL player gets taken out in an ambulance.
In a bachelorette football. The one actual football player gets hurt in a bachelorette football game.
So let me get this right. He hurt the wrist trying to straight arm somebody who was trying to
tackle
him?
I have no idea. He just like fell to the ground, scored a touchdown, and then like, oh, he's hurt.
Wait, it was in a full game? They were going back and forth? Or was he like walking up a hill?
No.
It was like a green or something.
What do you mean, was he walking up a hill?
That's just slowly walking up an incline.
Hey, nobody said everybody was walking.
12 foot.
All right? Nobody said everybody was walking.
Oh, that's right.
So we had our own injury.
We got a soft football player. Go break or something. I got to go ice off.
We had our own injury here yesterday. And I'm looking at the Merlone Investments odds yesterday to get hurt at a golf course on a remote.
You guys, there's no reason to bring it up.
I was the favorite. People thought I was going to get hurt or something would desperately happen to me. Paul's car was next on the list, and that was completely destroyed. Is the car done?
Junkyard. Total?
It's getting junked tonight.
Is it really?
Yeah. Total court. There was hose must have leaked all the oil out because the guy put the dipstick in. He's like, there's no oil in this thing.
But the old girlfriend's
put oil in.
The old girlfriend's back.
Yeah, she's back in the
she's
mix.
She's back
That's
in
good.
The mix. And who
cap,
ended
right?
up getting hurt yesterday?
Whatever.
Lou Maloney.
The good news, bad news. I got to play like 6 or 7 holes, and unfortunately, I blew my calf out while playing golf.
I saw.
Popped my calf.
Walking.
I've never in my entire. I wasn't walking.
Golf.
I was running up
baseball
a hill.
Okay.
I was running up
See,
a hill.
Now you guys are giving
With
me
fervor.
Crap for playing center in that Best Buddies little deal. Now
yes.
you know why.
All right, for all you people out there listening in that Lincoln area, you played Kirkbray before, the course we were at. So the 10th hole, a little short par 4, dogleg left, long story short, drew a beautiful 3-wood over the trees onto the green.
Oh, of course.
Okay,
you did.
Rolls off to the little fringe, drive down, the group in front of us is like, it's right here, park down, I got to walk up this steep, elevated green hill.
We don't make excuses.
I usually jog up it. Halfway up, I hear a snap, and I've never popped like anything like that before. Snap.
Rain
like,
with fervor.
I'm like, what the hell is that?
Fervor? Fervor.
Calf.
I have a lot of fervor.
Popped. Done. Yeah, hobbling around like a...
Was it an intense, passionate feeling?
No, it wasn't good.
Christian,
it wasn't good.
Do you notice that...
Are you okay?
One good. It's not good. I'm hobbling around.
Man!
No, I played.
Man,
I had LeBron James. I played 2-3 more holes. And
you
I had
kept
to leave.
Playing.
Kept
yeah,
playing. It's
impressive.
Golf.
Do you notice when people describe injuries like this, they always say it was the greatest shot. It was unbelievable. It's never in the woods.
Yeah.
No,
I
it was the greatest
the
shot.
Because no one will ever
I
get hurt with
no,
a crappy shot.
It was
shot.
Unbelievable.
No, it was
a
great
the guy's
shot.
Standing up there, he's telling me, great shot.
Yeah, it was.
Right here. Oh, off
please.
The green.
It was.
If it was a great shot,
everywhere.
You wouldn't have to go down the hill.
Exactly.
Par 4, dude. I drove the green.
See, when he gets mad, dude comes out.
Dude.
And I popped my calf.
Listen, don't be mad at me for you being unathletic and tearing your quad.
I blame it on Disney is what I blame it on. It's all Disney's fault.
So it's a residual effect from Disney.
You walk 7 miles a day at Disney, and you should have been in better shape. What are you talking about?
I have a firm mattress. I had the softest mattress. My back jammed up on me. It was a nightmare out there. And then I came back. So I came back, and my whole body, it's because of my back. It's because of my back. My whole spine is screwed up.
Did you break your jaw?
And every muscle in my body right now is tense. And my calf popped because of the bed down at Disney, and my back is jammed. I
got
to go see my chiro guy.
Recupero,
I'm coming to see you, Recupero. You hear me?
You need to
I'm
go
coming
see,
to
you
see
need to
you.
Go see Alex.
I need a Becky out of me.
I did see Tommy Curran yesterday. He told me, he goes, you should go see Alex.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I get an interview?
Yeah.
Tommy
yeah.
Curran, by the way, has lost his mind. So he's calling radio stations at night across
he's
the state
off.
Last night. It's because he's
Still?
Pissed off that people
at
are
what?
Talking about his stuff with Shaughnessy. And then apparently, from what I'm hearing, Shaughnessy called after Curran got off the line.
Wait, Curran
what
called,
are we doing
then,
here?
So Shaughnessy, it's just like tag?
Yes.
Just, have a tag report?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
What are we doing, Tommy Curran? What are we doing? Come on. Difference of opinion. All right? Difference of philosophy.
You know what vapid means?
I do. So, you know, everybody
vapid.
Needs to
Do you know
down.
What fervor means?
Fervor. Fervor's
fervor.
The word of the day.
Fervor.
They have a great fervor.
Fervor. They have a great fervor. Great fervor. Great for you. Go to break. I gotta go ice up. I got a couple things.
Go,
I gotta. Yeah, I gotta throw
we'll,
another
we'll
pack on this calf.
We got a bunch of stuff
Son
to
of
get
a,
to, man. Including
right.
some of the stuff we've just talked about. So load them up at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF. Where's the ice?
Text the show at 37937 and tell Glenn how you really feel.
I really like the text line. I just don't see why they gotta be so mean.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
So let me get this right, and I'll throw some fervor into it.
Fervor?
So we're sitting here yesterday, and we're getting a little bit worked up that Tom Brady is not at this week's volunteer workouts because the Edelman suspension, and you got to deal with these younger kids, and you got to be able to connect with them and whatever. And then I'm driving home yesterday, and I'm listening to the radio, and I'm hearing the Karen Garrigue and his reporting. We knew they were doing some bonding thing as part of practice yesterday because we mentioned it during the show. Little did we know they were going to Fenway Park where the Red Sox were not there. They were in Baltimore. And they're doing like cornhole tournaments?
Yeah.
And so did Brady have to be there for the cornhole tournament?
No.
Now, you said yesterday, and you brought up an important piece of news.
You ready to start the fun?
You said yesterday that Belichick basically tells you you're either all in or you're all out when it comes to these OTAs. So there's a 3-day session this week. So Brady, if he
wants,
So Brady, if he wanted to skip the cornhole tournament, actually could not skip the cornhole tournament because Belichick considers the cornhole tournament
part of
to be part of the entire OTA.
Yeah. See, to me,
I'm really confused. I saw this.
I was like, wow, we sure are a bunch of suckers. This sucker just sucking up to this, you know, letting this run our lives and following every last thing Brady's doing and trying to dissect it. Like, it really, like, so what? Like, if this is what he's missing out on, a cornhole tournament going to Fenway freaking Park.
I feel better now.
Give me a break.
Is that cool? You know what I mean? Like, I actually think, like, some of the stuff that they've done, like, whatever, certain movies that are coming out and messages or listening to people
Kobe
talk
Bryant.
Or whatever. Yeah, you know, it's like, but hey, we're going to go to Fenway today and play cornhole.
Yeah. We're going to pick teams.
Like, do you play, listen, have you ever played cornhole?
Yes.
Have you ever played cornhole without drinking beer?
No,
I like the little cornhole beer stand.
It's a tailgating.
Right,
thing.
So you're going to go to Fenway. Were they drinking? You're going to go to Fenway and be like, we're going to throw bean bags in a freaking hole. Awesome. We're going to drink?
Yeah. Like, thank God he's missing out on that. Imagine how pissed off he'd be. Like, I actually left my kids, and I'm all about family.
Did you see it? I don't know. Are there any pictures of it? Like,
no, I'm surprised they haven't sent one out. I haven't seen one yet.
I'm guessing they're on the warning track because, like, they don't let people on that freaking field for nothing.
They put it on the grass.
Doubt it. Not a chance in hell.
Why would they go on the warning track? That's not cornhole. You go on the grass.
He would not allow you out there. He'd be out there with the that big water gun, you know, the big spray.
Maybe on the infield dirt.
Spray you down.
This freaking cornhole.
Huh?
Maybe infield dirt. And here's the thing. So, like,
it's fresh cut grass.
Coaches do this all the time. I mean, we had this, you know, but this is back when it actually was tough. Like, having that day off really meant something. Like, taking a bonding trip during the day, like a surprise trip, like what you did with Mason. With Disney World. Like, Mason didn't know he was going to Disney World.
Right.
Got him out of school. Hey, buddy, we're going to Disney World. Well, what a great feeling that is.
Yeah.
You know, he thought he was going to have to go to school.
You show up to practice, and they're like, we're not practicing today. Here we go.
No, there's
the bus.
A bunch of buses outside. Yeah. Come on, everybody get in. We're going bowling. That's one. Mike Holmgren did that for us one day. But this was back when even, like, OTAs, like, they were tough. It was, like, 2 days. You're lots of running. No breaks. No nothing. Mentally, you got so sick of it because you were doing it so long. Thank God someone threw you a bone. Now you're playing corn. Like, I'd be so irritated. Okay, just by the fact that I had to drive up to Boston. And I'm sure they had a police escort.
Well,
but
people
to Boston.
Like, people
why can't
out
be
there,
playing at Foxborough High School?
Yeah, they're probably sitting there saying, you know what, cornhole's awesome. I love cornhole. Okay, I challenge you. Go play cornhole with three of your buddies and don't have one beer.
Because you got to keep balanced.
Don't have one drink. Don't do it next to, like, a grill with, like, the burgers on the grill and dogs and steak tips and chicken. And no beer whatsoever. No alcohol. Go play cornhole in your backyard with nothing.
Just play cornhole.
Is that a fun thing to do?
No, it doesn't seem natural. It seems like we're doing it halfway. You know, we're not really doing it. But you're right. Why do you have to go to Fenway Park to do any of these things? You could have done it right there at the stadium.
The Red Sox give them a tour? They bring them inside the Green
Monster?
Probably.
They lied to them about that Ted Williams seat. Oh, yeah.
This is where Ted hit.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Jackie Bradley Jr. hit it out in Baltimore.
So what was Brady? Is Brady in, like, Argentina? Is he in Brazil or something like that? Where is he?
It's Carnival Week.
Oh, it's Carnival.
Yeah, it's Carnival.
Okay, so he's out there, and it's, I guess, Argentina's version of Valentine's Day?
Kids ever go to school?
I don't know. They homeschooled.
Private school. They're probably out by now.
Oh, didn't they go with? Private school. Are your kids out of school? Anybody's kids out of school?
No.
If you some graduated, you're out of school. My eighth grader's out of school, and my 12th grader's out of school.
No.
Everybody else is still in school.
Family time or no?
You take them out early.
All right.
Take them out early, you know, and it's a bonding experience.
Kids enjoy a good carnival.
Yeah, so these are the types of things that we're talking about. This is what Brady. This is what you call recharging your battery.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny. So Brady's probably looking at this saying, "I don't need this stupid bonding experience."
Oh wait. So we're going to play cornhole, man. I don't know, man. So I'm either in or out, huh? God, if I'm out, I gotta miss cornhole at Fenway.
Sam with Lou, I can almost.
Kobe's gonna talk. He's my boy.
I know Belichick has all these different practices, and he there's a team building thing that starts in day one in April and goes through the whole season. And I get the movies and the motivational speeches
because
you know,
messages.
The blood starts going, and you know, But cornhole and a fun carnival date with no beer and no drinking
maybe
with your buddies. Maybe they drank it with the buddies. Maybe they did.
No.
Big offensive lineman out there right now throwing that corner around going, man, I wish we had a nice little frosty.
And we get the Poland Spring for everybody. Here you go.
You can't even have beer on the planes on a long road trip. There's no beer whatsoever.
See, with Lou, I don't.
No, it isn't.
I don't see where that's bonding.
They're all grown men, right? I mean, can't you like, I'm sure there's a fear of them getting on the bus, getting hammered, doing something stupid, getting on the bus and driving in their cars
hitting somebody. How many guys you think were just like sitting in the front row in the seats at Fenway Park? They open up the little thing, sat down in a chair, put their feet up on like the railing and went on their phones.
A lot of them.
And we're just sitting there going, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Dude?
Why are we waiting? I'd rather run a 7 route. Can I practice my option route? I need to work on that reach block. Setting that edge is really important. No, Danny Etling, you need the reps, buddy. Brian Hoyer, emergency quarterback.
Cornhole.
No, it's fine. But no, the only thing that stuck out to me was like, here we are talking about whether it's important or not, and they devote an entire day to playing cornhole at Fenway Park.
We were surprised that we didn't see up downs.
Pretty ridiculous. See, they're going at Lou now. Spoken like a true alcoholic.
What do you mean?
This just in, Maloney is a booze bag. I mean,
Lou's right. Lou, suck it up. You play cornhole?
Lou's right. Lou's right. That
I don't play cornhole.
If you're doing
because I don't drink.
Right. If you're doing
Why'd you stop like that? Drinks and fervor.
I used it again.
Fervor. With great fervor.
Good one. I like it. You found it early too.
Oh, I've got like 12 of them already. I'm winning the tournament. Yeah, the fervor tournament.
The fervor tournament.
Yeah, we got one going on here. Why not? We'll do it at Fenway. We'll just all go over there on Wednesday. And
again, much ado about nothing. Right. We are our own worst enemies of stuff. We've created this weird, crappy culture. Right. And that's why Curran is going on multiple shows and Shaughnessy is following
Curran's
him.
Losing
and
he's losing his mind.
Yeah, but no, it's happening to everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just Curran. Everybody's chasing their tail with all this information, misinformation, dialogue, you name it.
So Tommy Curran came on with us yesterday.
Then we were done yesterday.
Then he played in the golf tournament, must have been driving home, flipped on the guys across the street.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he's calling Adam Jones and he's trying to defend his position or something like that. I didn't hear it, but I've heard about it. And then Shaughnessy got pissed off and then Shaughnessy calls in to respond to what Curran said. Is this what we're doing right now? So our media takes... If people get pissed at your take, then suddenly we're calling up shows, and then other people are calling to respond to that.
What are we doing here? It sounds like two ex-lovers who constantly want the last word.
It sounds like a Kardashian. Yeah.
Yes. I do. But I think this is like, it's different than just like writing an opinion piece and, people not liking it.
No, you question somebody's integrity.
That's the whole thing. Okay, Tommy Curran's a reporter.
So what they're saying is, I just called you a booze bag.
I don't really care about him. I'm not a reporter. It's not my job. My job is to give opinions. His job is to be a credible reporter. And they're sitting there saying, you're not doing your job. You're not credible. You are influenced. And I think most reporters would sit there and be offended by it.
Yeah.
Did you hear Adam Schefter when we started talking a while back when saying that he was in the pocket of somebody or whatever it was?
Was it Belichick or Garoppolo?
He got pissed.
Yeah, it was a Dilfer thing, wasn't it?
Dilfer accused him of, of just taking the bait from the Patriots. What'd he do? He couldn't wait to call in the shows. You attack credibility of these reporters, and they got pissed. So I think that's what people are doing. And Shaughnessy's spreading it about Tommy. So Tommy's just going back and forth. I'm closer than Trent Dilfer on that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There is this weird competition.
They're all taking themselves far too seriously.
It's smart that Brass in New England is using Adam to get that headline out there.
Yeah. They don't get used by anybody.
Really.
Well, all reporters get used by everybody.
Yeah, but everybody has an agenda. Everybody has an agenda. You have an agenda. I have an agenda. He has an agenda. You ran a manager out of town because you had an agenda.
Yeah, I did.
Okay? This one will probably stay for 12 years.
Nope.
Why? Because you have an agenda.
Not liking him
we
either.
We all have agendas. I have agendas. Christian has agendas.
Nope.
Tommy Curran does. Shaughnessy. Everybody does. It's part of what we all do. Some people are contrarians. That's their agenda. Every day I'm going in the opposite direction. I'm swimming upstream. I'm not going downstream. This is what people do. So what's the big deal? What are we all getting pissed off?
It just that stood out to me. It's like, here we are. No wonder he's not there. No wonder. Listen, it is important.
I'm not buying any of that. It's got nothing to do with Brady not being there, it's got nothing to do with what's going on with an argument between Curran and Shaughnessy. Brady not being there is still surprising and disappointing.
Nah. Oh, no. I'm not disappointing.
Yes.
Like, he's disappointing?
Yes. This week? Yes.
Like, you're going to use disappointing. Like, yes. You really want to stick it to your kid. You don't tell him you're upset. You don't tell him you're mad at him. You tell him you're,
and
what?
I'm disappointed. I'm sure it hurts Tom to hear that I'm disappointed. I'm sure he's driving around going, you got to be kidding
driving.
Me.
He's in Argentina right
whatever.
Now.
He's out there
like shaking his bum bum.
Fine.
Shake your bon bon. Shake your bon bon.
There is
no way Tom Brady can go to
mandatory camp and see a bunch of guys running around the field that he's not going to, he hasn't played with before. And I mean a bunch of them. Who's the only one he's played with? Hogan? Gronk? He doesn't need to work with Gronk.
Yeah.
Mitchell, Cooks anymore. Right?
Mitchell worked with him in a year.
Yeah.
And to sit there and realize where the state of the offense is and how far got to go. And now they found out there's no Edelman. And for him to sit there and say, we got, what, 3 or 4 days next week? You know what? We got a long way to go. I ain't showing.
Well, wait. But the latest on Edelman,
you get to camp early in the season and you're not on the same page, and we hear Giselle saying, it's like a relationship. You know, you have to build something. You have to build trust. You have to work on some things. It'll be better, Tommy.
When you hear that,
the wide receivers like breaking in when they should be breaking out, and Tommy's throwing freaking pick sixes left and right. Don't blame the wide receivers for not being on the same page with Tom Brady. Blame Tom Brady for not being in camp early on.
Somebody
when it matters.
Will say, you know what? If he only would have played in that cornhole tournament, ooh, the bonds. You know what? I was close
not cornhole.
To bonding.
Not cornhole.
Cornhole.
What about today?
Somebody's hole.
What about today? He's putting in someone's hole. He's playing cornhole. What the hell are you talking about?
And by the way, we should check in with it right around in Detroit. I wonder how he feels about Belichick conducting a cornhole tournament.
Now that's more like it.
Oh, what? Now Matt Patricia's going to have to do
running.
The same thing.
Hey, that's treating guys with respect. That's treating guys with respect. No, him not being there is extremely disappointing. Don't even kid yourself. You know it. There's too many people out there saying, that's no big deal. It's no big deal. You guys are overreacting, Russ Goldman. Everybody out there, like, just kissing his team's ass.
Well, the reason
his ass. Like, you should be disappointed in him not being there.
Well, the reason it's a big deal is because they've established it as a big deal. They have told us for all of these years, all of these little things are important. So you can't do this, Tom Brady. You can't suddenly, when you want to go to Valentine's Day in Argentina or whatever, you want to do a little, you know, carnival or whatever. Can't suddenly sit there and say, it's not important anymore. I got something more important. I moved it up on my priority list. That doesn't work. As foolish as the cornhole thing is yesterday, I'm sorry, you still can't do it. Can't do it. It's wrong. Say Brady's
too?
Wrong.
I'm disappointed in you. Wow, you missed the cornhole tournament.
I'm disappointed. It ain't about cornhole.
You missed a police escorted ride up to Fenway
today?
Park.
Hey, you guys,
this is where WEIS, where they do their, hey, check out this. We grow tomatoes up here. Really good things.
They probably did give them the stuff.
Hey, you guys want to sign inside the Green Monster? Come on and sign it.
Pesky's pole.
Look how old it is. Yeah, that's Pesky's pole.
Hold on. Let's all do the Carlton Fisk. Let's all urge the ball into fair territory at that moment.
Yeah. And we're going to sign
whatever. How about today? You're not worried he's not there today? No big deal. You don't care about missing voluntary injuries. Let me ask you a question.
Lilo and Stitch.
Hey, what is
there's a message there.
What did this quote? How did you feel when you heard this quote in Tom versus Time? And I want to ask you, how do you feel about it now?
I've given my body, my everything, every bit of energy for 18 years to it. So if you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life because I'm giving up mine.
Oh, are you? Are you really? How's Brazil doing? How's Qatar doing? Monaco doing? You're giving up your life? You haven't been to camp all week, all freaking spring. What do you if you want to compete against me, you better give up your life. You're the only freaking quarterback that's not in camp other than Big Ben, and it's a big story down there. You give up your life. You want to beat me? Give up my life.
Tommy Boy's changed. Tommy Boy,
how are you not disappointed in that?
Seriously,
I don't want to hear that quote from Tom Brady. It no longer exists.
But that's
no
that during the regular. You don't think he's given up his life? He is sacrificing.
Is he?
He's sacrificing. He's forced to go wear an I Love Giselle t-shirt and wear those pink shorts that she's forcing him to wear.
He's got five or 6 weeks.
I'm going to dress you today. It's Valentine's. It's Love Day.
How you feeling, honey?
Starting this weekend, he's got 5 to 6 weeks before camp starts. He's got nothing. Nothing.
All right, save it, Lou. We got to take a break. We'll continue with this. But we got a bunch of other stuff to get to as well, including some people who will not give up on this. I mean, they just LeBron to the Celtics. They will not give up
on
this.
You see the fervor. They have a great fervor.
They have a great fervor for LeBron James, and it sounds like we've got a hint maybe of where LeBron's going.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
In the end, my life's focused around football. It always has been and always will be as long as I'm playing. I've given my body my everything, every bit of energy for 18 years to it. So if you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life, because I'm giving up mine.
Funny thing about this is...
It doesn't carry the same weight, does it?
Nah, but if he comes out and he's...
No, I'm going to be honest. I know a lot of people out there don't want to be honest. They don't want to believe anything.
Right.
They don't.
Oh, it's a girlfriend.
Giving my body, my everything, every bit of energy for 18 years to it. So if you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life, because I'm giving up mine.
See, but Christian, that's the problem. For 18
when was that?
Years.
Was that after the Super Bowl? Or was that episode 3?
Right. It was earlier.
For 18 years now, we've sat here and we've applauded the guy because he's willing to sacrifice everything for football in this team. And obviously, it's converted into all of these victories. We get that, right? So now, when he suddenly says, I'm not going.
Well, you know,
this is what are we supposed to sit there and say? Oh, he's built up this great resume. He can skip it. Well, wait a minute. He told us the reason he built up that great resume and won all of those championships was because he did more than anybody else. He was willing to sacrifice his life. He can't have it both ways.
So dramatic.
You go to the freaking cornhole tournament. That's what you do.
So the thing is, so he's kind of like a master chef.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell a master chef, hey, make me an apple pie. He doesn't read the directions. He makes you an apple pie.
Yep.
Okay? Whatever. Yep. A master chef. A chef still cook pastries, okay?
Right.
All right, so fine. Okay, make me...
Yeah, but he's got a different oven this year. He doesn't know how the oven works. Is it even? Does it cook evenly?
It's a convection oven.
Well, he doesn't know.
Swirls
he
the heat
practiced.
Around
He's got
evenly.
Different ovens.
He hasn't practiced enough on the oven.
He's got different weapons.
That'll be a burnt apple pie.
A new pan?
Yes.
Different pans. It hasn't broken in the pans yet?
Yes.
Right.
That's what it is. So, right. Oh, okay, so fine. So he puts together furniture. And it's the same damn furniture, same couch, same dresser every single time. He doesn't read the directions. He just puts them together with his eyes closed.
If you want to compete against me, you better give up your life, because I give up mine.
Yeah.
I will give you a life for a life.
I knew I was waiting for that one.
So we
a life for a life.
I still don't understand why Greasy did that. Oh, Greasy. I don't understand why he did that.
Why did he give himself
up? He had so much leverage. He had the dude's son and wife, I think, right?
He won.
And the guy's like, not only are you going to get... You want the girl? Don't just give me my brother and my wife. You got to give me yourself, too. Like, why? Yeah. It's a fair deal. Yeah. Brother and wife for the little girl. Why did you kill yourself?
That to me is like, the movie Shane.
You know,
like,
the
Shane
leverage.
Rides off. You don't know if he's dead or alive when he rides off on the horse. That movie makes no sense.
No sense.
Or maybe he's like, maybe he figures he's already dead.
I love that movie, but the ending killed me. I was like, what are you
Made
doing?
Made no sense.
This One is an awful deal you just cut.
Orbit has no idea what we're talking about.
Shane.
Creasy.
I do know Shane.
Yeah, Creasy. I don't get it.
So,
no leverage is or no?
No, I really don't.
He had it
all. The wife, for God's sakes, and the brother.
He had everything. I mean, and he still gave himself up.
He had the little girl.
Like, why? At what point in time?
Two for one. Why is it a 3-for-1?
Yeah, why did he decide to be honest now? He's putting bombs in people's butts and blowing them up. And next thing you know, like,
he's
got
to talk to Mutt about leverage.
Yeah,
3-for-1?
He completely lost it. All right, sorry.
Go ahead.
Movie loft here. So if they get off to a slow start, which is possible, they've done this many times before, where they seem to
2-2,
sputter 2-2,
12-4.
It'll give open door now. There'll be people will be critical of Brady, and they will blame this offseason. Then they go on a run, and they win 8 or 9 or 10 games, and we'll get call after call after call. So to say, hey, you guys wasted your time. It had nothing to do with Brady. Look at Brady right now. I mean, we know how this thing plays out, right?
Yeah.
And Brady, if Brady does fail this upcoming season, it could simply be that he's finally actually hit the chronological age of 41. That he's finally hit. His body is caught up with the actual number. It's caught up, right? And we could be sitting here saying, but he didn't do this, and he didn't do this in the offseason, and his pattern changed.
See, you know what would worry me is you start talking about when is the end for Tom Brady, right? When does it end? That's like the question we've been asking for years, is that the type of offseason he had this year where there are no OTAs, all right? There is no doesn't he always usually have a camp out in L.A. too? This is usually like passing out in L.A.
Who, Brady?
Yeah. Well, guys, I mean, always go out there. Like Edelman was like, I always go out to L.A. and well, throw it to him.
But that's
Cali.
When he lived there before he sold his house to Dr. Dre.
Oh, okay.
So he lived out there, so he would go to UCLA. My nephew used to work out with him. They'd catch passes over in either at USC or UCLA was closer.
But
right
he does that here? Other than he went in a bubble with Julian a couple days, right?
No, like, I think that's an off-season, I'm at home, let's all have a catch, right? I think that's part of their workout.
Is he doing it now? He did in L.A.
I think he's doing it. No, he does not do it. He doesn't live in L.A.
He does it
in Montana. It's in Montana. That's what he does. He specializes.
Right, the point is, he has a certain offseason where there's no OTAs anymore.
Right.
And he goes out, and maybe it is a subpar year for Tom. And I mean, a subpar year for Tom is like, you know, Pro Bowl, not all pro, right? I mean, we still think he's going to be great, but maybe it's somewhat of a down year. And he feels like, you know what? I got to go back to my offseason 2 years ago. This offseason was nice, but I need to play at a high level. And I got to go back to that way it was 2 years ago, which means I'm not going to do the whole family thing. I'm not going to skip OTAs. I got to get back into it.
He's doing that next year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then realizes that, you know what? I don't want to do it because I had so much fun this offseason.
Right.
I had fun being with my family. And if that's what I want to choose and I can't play at a high level anymore, maybe my career ends a little bit sooner than I thought.
Now, I hate to say it, Lou. I do not believe after doing this that he is now going to self-commit next year to go back to where he was 2-3 years ago. I think this is it now. I think this is the pattern.
All right,
right
so what
now.
If there's a little.
Except they're in age, the pattern's changed, the kids are older.
A slight turn in play.
Right.
And, you know, they think, I mean, he's a great athlete. We all have routines. Like, for every single year, it was like a calendar, it's a routine. The season's over, you wait 6 weeks, you're in the gym lightly, and then you start training for 6 weeks, and then you have 6 weeks to get ready for camp, and then it's 6 weeks of camp. Like, there was always a scheduled thing. And when you break schedule, and you don't do the things you normally do, and there's some sort of a down year, you ask yourself, can I go back to that set schedule years ago to play at this high level anymore? And then you find out that maybe you just don't want to do that anymore. And that's when things start crumbling.
But I think that's more about what's going on than anything else. There's no way that he could get before any interviewer and try to defend the fact that he said all of this in the past about how important all these little things are. Dot every I, cross every T, do all of this. And then suddenly say, it's not that important. No, it's he's changed. His life is different. He's changed.
Yeah, and for people who are curious to know what that quote was from, it's a Denzel Washington movie called Man on Fire. Man on Fire. John W. Creasy. Thank you. That was it.
Thank you very much.
I know you didn't know
it. I will give you a life for a life.
A life for a life. I've seen the movie, but I did not remember.
It's a terrible deal. Yeah. You should have just said, yes, okay, fine, a life for a life, and then you pull the old switcheroo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.